But look for USA to sort of take that wake-up call to heart tonight and get back in the winning column.
And from what I understand, USA had 5 turnovers inside the 10-yard line of Lakers. So they were moving the ball with Brandon Harper, Seth Gangler, and, of course, opening up those holes, Brendan Ballard. But really, Lakers utilized the turnovers and actually ran one back for a touchdown.
Yeah, you know, and credit Lakers defense for standing tall with their backs against the wall, but that does not happen very often. Offenses usually punch those in or come away with some sort of points. Look for USA to finish those drives off tonight.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. Clark Ramsey with Dave Hansen on your call, and as well as Doug Coles, Director of Sports Information and Associate Director of Media Relations, Kayla Carson, whose birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday, Kayla, for that one. When we return, we will break down the game of the week. But first, we take a break to catch up on all the latest events going on in the nation and worldwide. As we check in with the WLEW Newsroom, we'll be back in 13 minutes.
For WLEW News, I'm Brian Terry. And the latest national and international news headlines from the Associated Press. For the first time in more than 30 years, an American president has spoken to his counterpart in Iran. President Barack Obama and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani spoke by telephone today. Obama says the talk was constructive and that he believes a comprehensive solution can be reached despite deep mistrust the countries have. A top Pentagon official says the U.S.-led military command in Afghanistan is taking a fresh look at measures designed to prevent insider attacks. That's when Afghan troops turn their guns on their U.S. and coalition partners. The review is being made after 2 recent insider attacks, one last Saturday that killed 3 Americans and the other Thursday that killed 1 American. In a vote that was along party lines, the Senate has passed urgent legislation to avert a government shutdown on October the 1st. The measure is stripping of a GOP House provision that would deny funds to implement the health care law. The House will meet again tomorrow to consider the budget. The parents of a starved 6-year-old boy have been convicted today, rather, of third-degree murder. His brothers and sisters testified Khalil Wilms endured frequent beatings as punishment for his chronic vomiting. He also had to run laps and stand in the corner for hours. The boy weighed just 29 pounds when he died. A Danish-owned coal-laden cargo ship has sailed through the Northwest Passage for the first time and into the history books. The Nordic Orion is expected to dock in Finland next week after passing through waters once impenetrable with thick ice. Experts say melting ice brought on climate change is increasing interest in the route. The Orion trimmed 1,000 nautical miles and $200,000 by not going through the Panama Canal. We'll be back with more news after this.
In a perfect world, everything would always be perfect.
What's with the umbrella? It's a beautiful day.
It's my umbrella policy.
Your what?
No matter what happens, I'm covered.
But there isn't a cloud in the sky.
Hey, things happen.
Want a big increase in protection without a big increase in your premium? It's called an umbrella policy. It covers your house, your car, and offers extra umbrella coverage for added security and peace of mind. Think of all you have to protect, and you'll think of your independent agent. He represents many different companies, so he can offer you the best deal.
I'm telling you, it's not going to rain.
Want to borrow my umbrella?
Ask your independent insurance agent about home and auto umbrella coverage. It's a great idea because, you know, things happen. Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance. Because things happen.
Things happen. Things happen.
Wheat growers, the deadline for multi-peril crop insurance is drawing near. This is Ann Walsh. You have until September 30th to enroll your wheat. Contact Romzix Farm and Town Agency in Bad Axe at 269-8382.
Authorities have released the name of one of 2 people who died in a shooting at a Saginaw home used as a transitional house for parolees. Police say 26-year-old Joseph Ball was one of the men killed in the shooting. The Michigan Department of Corrections has said the residence on the city's west side is used to house parolees after being released from prison. State troopers responded at about 3:30 in the morning Wednesday to a house, and the authorities have said that all the victims were males. An injured person was taken to a Saginaw hospital with multiple gunshot wounds. Police are still investigating. One person received minor injuries Thursday night when the vehicle that he was driving in, or rather he was a passenger in, collided with a deer and left the road in Chandler Township. Huron County Sheriff's deputies report a 22-year-old Port Hope woman had been westbound on Fillion Road when the deer entered the road from the north. Her vehicle struck and killed the deer. After impact, she lost control and left the road to the south, striking a utility pole. The driver was not hurt, but her passenger, 24-year-old Port Hope man, was treated for minor injuries at the accident at about 11:30 Thursday night. Traffic south of Elkton in Huron County was being redirected for a short time earlier this afternoon after a semi-truck ran off the road attempting to avoid a collision. Huron County Sheriff Deputy Steve Bismack says the semi-truck was following a northbound car when the car had to make a sudden stop and the truck was unable to stop in time to avoid the collision, forcing the driver to swerve to miss, landing his rig in the east side ditch. Deputy Steve Bismack says no one was injured in the incident. Three people were injured Tuesday evening when two vehicles collided in Grant Township. Huron County Sheriff's deputies were called to the intersection of Canborough and Moore Roads. 18-year-old Michaela Catherine Lyons of Marlette had been southbound and failed to stop at Canborough Road. She collided with an eastbound vehicle driven by Terrence Michael Dubes of Owendale. Lyons and her passenger Jessica Lynn Lyons of Marlette were taken to Huron Medical Center of Bad Axe and later transferred to Covenant Hospital of Saginaw. Dubes complained of pain in his wrist and cuts below his eye. The accident was reported just after 6 o'clock Tuesday evening. Huron County Sheriff's deputies are on the lookout for a suspected joyrider who went tearing through several farming fields one night earlier this week. Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen is also asking for the public's assistance finding the perpetrator. The three Swayze Road fields are expected to have been turfed late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning. Deputies have determined a light truck was likely what was driven through the fields, and damage to the ditch bank leads deputies to believe the suspect vehicle crashed there, got stuck, and had to be towed out by a second vehicle. Damage from the cornfield investigated could be over $1,000, while damage is still being assessed at two other locations. Sheriff Hansen says anyone with information is asked to contact either their department or the Huron Central Dispatch at 989-269-6421, and he says the suspect's vehicle should have damage from where it ran into the ditch, and pieces of corn stalk may be evident. We'll be back with more news after this. Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
This is Deanne Murdoch from Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. With TN Mobile, you have the freedom to bank virtually anytime, anywhere. Check your account balance, transfer funds, or review your recent account activity right from your cell phone. Stop in at any Thumb National office and ask about TN Mobile. We are excited to be among the first in the area to put the freedom of banking in your hand. With TN Mobile, you can access your account information 24/7 from any mobile phone with either text messaging, mobile web access, or through Thumb National's own mobile app. The TN Mobile app combines the benefits of Thumb National's outstanding service with the power of your mobile phone. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC. You want to be where everybody
knows your name. TN Mobile from Thumb National Bank. Message and data rates may apply.
Two people waived their preliminary examinations this week in Huron County District Court. 69-year-old Charles Frederick Smith of Harbor Beach will appear next in circuit court for arraignment on October the 15th. He was bound over by a felony charge of delivery of Vicodin following a combined investigation of Huron County Sheriff's Department and Harbor Beach Police. Also waiving his preliminary exam was 27-year-old Jimmy Irvin Shepherd Jr. of Bad Axe. He has been charged with second-degree child abuse. Huron County Prosecutor Tim Rutkowski said the offense is alleged to have occurred on September 15th when a 4-year-old child suffered a broken collarbone. Shepherd will also be in circuit court October the 15th for arraignment. In both cases, bond was continued. Work is beginning on repaving the parking lot and alley behind some of the main businesses in downtown Bad Axe. Bad Axe City Manager Dale Vandevus told us that the parking lot south of businesses on East Huron Avenue at the main light will be under construction for about the next week. The work will entail repaving the asphalt on the parking lot, along with pulling up all broken concrete in the alley behind the businesses. The alley will then be repaved with asphalt. The work is being funded through the Downtown Development Authority. Those who use that parking lot and alley